merge together into the space of union where our intentions coincide. So be aware that though we are separated in space, as we align our intention and our wills, so we enter into that inner space, that inner containment. Just as we gather in my room. To the east of this place, I invite the Archangel Raphael, the Angel of the Morning, the Angel of the Divine Breath, the Angel of Inspiration, who opens the day, who opens the way before us, who brings the new to us. Who is the angel of the greening of spring, the initiator of the new cycle. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect us in the east. To the south, I invite the Archangel Michael, whose face shines like the sun. Angel of light, illuminate us, shine upon us as the sun at noon, lift up your face that we may see face to face, that we may see and are seen. Let us live in the fullness of the light. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect us in the south. To the west, I invite the Archangel Gabriel, the keeper of the waters, the peacock angel, the giver of true vision. The angel of love who brings to us the irrigating power of love that refreshes our hearts, that refreshes our bodies, that refreshes the world. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect us in the West. To the North, I invite the Archangel Uriel, light of God that shines in darkness, the keeper of the law, the alchemist of deep heaven, the transmuting intelligence, it takes us into the mystery of matter made light and light made matter. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect us in the north. Life and love, light and law, woven together by Savuviel, the weaving angel. Takes this temple not made by hands and places it in the circles of the worlds, connecting each circle to each other circle, maintaining the integrity of the inner temple. So the pattern appears in atoms, in molecules, in the cells of our bodies, in the organ systems, in our body, in our home, in our community, in our country, in the continent we live on, in the world we live on, in the solar system we live on, in the galaxy we live on, in the universe. We are woven into the structure of all things, held by the great angels at all levels, from the infinitely small to the infinitely great. And in the midst of the weaving, we bring our intention, our will, the wishes of our hearts into this great field, bringing balance and blessing through the practice of the Kabbalistic cross. Placing your dominant hand upon your forehead, we say, Ate. Ate. Bring your hands down the body and bring the light down to Malchut. We say Malchut. Malchut. Bring your hands to our right shoulder, to the red sphere of Geburah. We say Ve-Geburah. Ve-Geburah. Bringing the light across to our left shoulder, we say Ve-Gedula. Ve-Gedula. Bring our hands together at Tiferet, we say Le'olam Amen. Le'olam Amen. And again, Ate Malchut Ve-Gevura Ve-Gedula Le'olam Amen. One last time. Ate Malchut. Vera Vegedula Leolam Amin. Feeling that sense of the vertical and the horizontal in our bodies. Feeling the middle pillar and the side pillars of the tree. We step into our place as the priest of the universe. Feeling ourselves at the center of all things. Feeling our form becoming vast. Feeling the angels around us as our companions, holding us with the principles of life, of love, of light, of law. Feeling the weaving of Savuviel as it connects all parts in this pattern of the circled cross. Being the center point of balance, the point where the energies flow together and flow out. And together with the witnessing of the angels, we establish the pattern of the living tree in the living universe. Above our heads, we contemplate Geta, the crown, as a swirling sphere of pure white light. And here we chant, E'aye, I will be. E'aye. Out of the center point of the light of Keter, the light moves to the left side of our heads. And here we find the shining star that is Chokmah. And here we chant, Yud-Heh Vav-Heh, I will. Yud Hey Vav Hey, Yud Hey Vav Hey, Yud Hey Vav Hey, Yud Hey Vav Hey. The light moves across to the right side of our head, into a sphere of shining blackness. The shining womb of Bina. So black that it is blindingly bright. And here we chant Elohim, I love. Elohim. Feel the shining whiteness of Keter, the incandescent fire of the star of Chokmah, the encompassing blackness of Bina coming together. And manifesting in our throat as the incandescent violet-grey sphere of mystery of Da'at. And here we chant Yod He Vav He Elohim, I create. Yod He Vav He Elohim, Yod He Vav He Elohim, Yod He Vav He Elohim. Yod He Vav He Elohim. The light moves to the left shoulder from Da'at and from Chokmah, creating the brilliant blue sphere of Gedula Hesed, the sphere of love and growth, expansion, as we enter the world of the manifest, as we enter the world of creation. And here we chant the word Al, Aleph Lamed, the ox and the ox goat, energy given direction and purpose, energy moving as space expands. Al. The energy moves across to our right shoulder, to the brilliantly red sphere of Gevurah, the sphere of motion, of time, of containment, of clarity. And here we chant Elohim Gebor. Elohim Gebor, Elohim Gebor, Elohim Gebor, Elohim Gebor, Elohim Gebor. Elohim Gebor. The great engines of the world of creation come into being. Space and time, growth and containment, clarity and profusion. We feel the light descending from Geburah to Tiferet, from Bina and Chokmah to Tiferet, from Gedula to Tiferet, as we enter into the balance point, the center point, between left and right, above and below. And here we contemplate the great name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh Eloh Avada'at, the known God, the God that lives in my heart, that brings beauty and balance. Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh Eloh Avada'at, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh Eloh Avada'at, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh Eloh Avada'at, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh Eloh Avada'at, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh Eloh Avada'at. From the balance point of Tiferet, the light spills down to the left hip, to the brilliant green sphere of Netzach. The light descends also from Gedula into Netzach. This is a sphere of growth, the multiplication of the energies of the universe as we enter into the world of formation, where the one will becomes the thousand wills aligned together. And here we chant Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh Tzaba'ot, the willing of the multitude from the one. Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh Tzaba'ot, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh Tzaba'ot, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh Tzaba'ot, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh Tzaba'ot. Now the light moves across from Netzach to the right hip to the orange sphere of Hod, receiving, which receives also the light from Tiferet and from Geburah. And here we contemplate the thousand forms that house the energies of the thousand wills. And here we chant Elohim Tzaburet, the loving quality that embraces each form that arises. Elohim Tzaba'ot, Elohim Tzaba'ot, Elohim Tzaba'ot, Elohim Tzaba'ot. And now the light from Hod and Netzach and from Tiferet converge deep in the pelvis, into the foundation of our being, into the moving center. That is Yesod, the place of the foundation of life, the place of the living images, the place of the living energies and forms that shape our activity. And here we find the sphere of blue and green and silvers and purples. Here we find the cyclicity of the moon, the flow and ebb of life. And here we chant Shaddai El Chai, celebrating the fountain of life as it expresses itself through our form. Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai. And now the light descends to beneath our feet, where it becomes the magnetic sphere of Malchut, with its shining blackness shot through with all the colors of the rainbow. The light descends from Yesod, from Hod and Netzach, as the pattern of the tree is completed. And here we chant Adonai Haaretz, the sovereignty of the living world, the sovereignty of the living body. Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz. Feel the pattern of the tree within you, completed. The pattern of the four worlds established. The non-dual world of the supernals. The triangle of Keter, Bina and Chokmah. The creative world of Beria in Gedula, Gebura and Tiferet. The formative world of Yetzirah in Netzach, Chod and Yesod. The tangible world of action, of Asiya in Malchut. Being the living tree in the living universe. Feeling ourselves as the priest of the universe, standing in the middle of the universe, held by the four great angels, who hold the fundamental energies, whose weaving keeps all in balance and all alive. Feeling the pushes and the pulls of the breath of life, of the power of light, of the flowing energies of love, of the deep, structured, mysterious workings of the universal laws, meeting together at the center point, meeting together in the shape of the living tree. And as Adam, as the living human being who combines all opposites, we perform together the circulation of the light. We face towards the east of the universe, so that Raphael is before us, Gabriel is behind us, Michael is on our right hand, Oriel is on our left hand. Suvaviel is in the midst of us. And together with the great angels, we breathe. We create flow in ourselves and in the universe. Breathing in, we center ourselves in Keter. Breathing out, we send the light forwards, down the front of our bodies, down the front of the universe, through Raphael, into Malchut. As we breathe in, we bring the light up through Gavriel, returning it to Keter. As we breathe out, we send the light through Raphael to Malchut. As we breathe in, we return the light through Gavriel to Keter. Doing this for 6 cycles. Then we pause, being aware of the pattern of the tree in the body and in the universe, feeling the 3 pillars, feeling the angels on all sides of us, feeling the weaving presence of Suvaviel, connecting each to all and all to each. And the second iteration, as we breathe in, we center ourselves in Keter. We send the light down the left-hand pillar, through Chokmah, through Gedula, through Netzach, with the assistance of Oriel, down to Malchut. As we breathe in, we bring the light up through Hod, through Gevurah, through Bina to Keter, with the assistance of Mikael. Again, doing this for 6 cycles. As we rest again, we just feel the pattern of the tree. We feel the holding of the angels. We feel the weaving of the circles of the worlds meeting in us. We feel our function as the mediator, as the connecting point, as the link between opposites. And in the third weaving of the light, we begin by breathing in and breathing out as we center ourselves in Malchut. As we breathe in, we spiral the light anti-clockwise around the outer pillars, around the angels, until we reach Geta. As we breathe out, we send the light down the middle pillar, back down into Malchut. As we breathe in again, we spiral the light anti-clockwise until it arrives in Keter. As we breathe out, we send the light down the middle pillar, doing this with the angels as an act of blessing and relaxation. So begin by breathing in and breathing out, and then begin the circulation. Now coming to the final circulation, the fountain of life. As we breathe in and out, we center ourselves in Malkut. As we breathe in, we bring the light up the middle pillar to Keter. As we breathe out, the light fountains through the angels, through all of the universe. As we breathe in and breathe out, we gather the light again in Malkut. Again, doing this for 6 cycles. Again, doing this with the angels as an act of relaxation. As you complete the circulation, coming into stillness, feeling yourself standing at the altar of the universe, feel the presence of the angels and the principles of life and love, light and law, and the weaving of Sevuviel. Feeling meeting in you, feeling arising from you. Know yourself to be Adman Kadmon, the universal being that contains all possibilities, all possible expressions. feeling the awareness of Ketta, the non-dual love and will of Bina and Hokma, the prismatic expressiveness of Da'at, the expansive love of Gedula, the clarity and shaping of Gebura, the beauty and balance of Tiferet, the multiplying expansive growth of Netzach, the loving shaping of Hod, the energetic power of Yesod, the magnetic rooting of Malchut. As you know yourself to be the living tree in the living universe, connecting the one and the many, the infinitely great to the infinitely small. And then slowly letting your energetic size shrink to your normal size, feeling the presence of the angels around us because they are at all times and all places, but feeling yourself just present as you are, sitting in your room, sitting with the morning, gradually bringing your attention back outwards. Breathing in and smelling the air in the room, hearing the sounds of your room. And when you're ready, opening your eyes and looking into your room.